Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.
You may have seen the extremely distressing video that's going around both on WhatsApp, it was on Sky News, and it's an American bulldog, or type of dog, breed from an American pit bull terrier, and they call them Bully XL, attacking a girl in Birmingham, a little girl in Birmingham on Saturday. And the girl and the two people who were intervened were really badly bitten. All three were brought to hospital. Since then, of course, the debate about banning dogs has come back into focus. Emma Whitfield, the mother of a 10-year-old boy who was killed by an American bully in 2021, asked why the government had not acted on the breed sooner. Her son, Jack Liss, was mauled to death at a house in Caerphilly. And when you look at the stats in relation to breeds, I'm not saying they're not nice dogs, if that's the type of dog you like. As I said, personally, it wouldn't be the type of dog I would like. And I certainly wouldn't keep one as a family pet, because as far as I'm concerned, they're not a family pet. But anyway, it's your choice. The thing about it is, they're as likely to bite somebody as any other dog. I'm not having a go at them. I'm not saying they're more vicious, generally speaking. But they're as likely, I mean, as far as I know, actually, if you look at the stats, a collie is the dog most likely to bite you. Just to let, you know, the lassie type dog, statistically. But a bull breed, or they call them Molosser breeds, I believe, which is a collection of bull breeds, the Staffordshire Pit Bull Terrier, the English Bulldog, all those bull breeds, the American Bully, the Bull Terrier, all those bull breeds, are responsible for more fatalities than every other breed put together. And the majority of those fatalities are children under the age of 10. The vast majority are children under the age of 10. You can imagine why. And the problem is that when your average dog bites you, it just bites you. And then it kind of, at worst, it'll do a little bit of maul and you might end up with a few stitches, whatever it is. But if, for example, an American Bully XL or a Staffordshire Bull Terrier or one of those bull breeds bites you and you're young, it's probably game over or you lose a limb, because they have very powerful jaws, very powerful bodies. I've seen videos where people, including the owners, are kicking the living shite out of these dogs when they're attached to people, biting them, and they will not let go. Believe it or not, by the way, the tip is, if it ever happens, and I hope it never happens to you, and this is the truth, by the way, this actually does work. And I saw a registered breeder, talking about this on YouTube once. The tip is, if you see it happening, and there's a child on the ground, and a bull breed has a hold of it and will not let it go, lift its tail and stick your finger up its arse. I know that sounds really stupid, and you may laugh at that, but it actually seemingly works. Hitting it across the head, smacking it with a brush, none of those things work because they just make it more aggressive. Sticking your finger up its hole seemingly gives it a fright, and it lets go, from what I believe. That's the truth. Now, the Home Secretary in the UK, Suella Braverman, says she was seeking urgent advice on banning the lethal breeds after the latest video emerged. But this is not just a UK problem. Last week, we heard in Dublin Live the story of a small dog that was attacked in Dollymount Beach by an out-of-control pit bull. According to the owner, his dog is lucky to be alive. If you've seen the picture of the dog in Dublin Live, it's covered in stitches. In Ireland, it's not illegal to have any breed of dog, which means anyone over the age of 18 potentially can own even the worst, most dangerous, potentially dangerous dogs. We do have what they call a restricted breed list. But all that means is that you must have the dog muzzled in public, which generally doesn't happen. Be on a short, less than 2 meter lead, which generally doesn't happen in a lot of cases. The leash must be significantly strong or it needs to be a chain. And the dog must wear a collar at all times with the owner's information on it, which doesn't always happen either. In other words, the law is ignored. So I'm asking you a question, and I'm being totally honest, and you can argue with me all you want. Should we ban, I'm not saying we cull breeds, by the way, so if you're sitting looking at your poor little dog with his cryy eyes at the moment, I'm not suggesting we cull any dogs or kill any dogs, because I wouldn't be cruel to an animal. But should we stop breeding them? In other words, should they all have to be neutered? So that in 14 years' time, which is the average lifespan of a dog, the breed will no longer exist. Let me know what you think. And somebody might say to me, that's unnatural. Well, let's be clear about it. We generated these breeds. We created these breeds. Remember, dogs are not something that naturally evolved. We did it. We created these fancy breeds of dogs. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. It is a topic that arises every now and again. Should we ban bull breeds? Let me go to Billy. Billy, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you keeping?
Oh, my favourite dog owner.
Am I? Jesus, Niall, yeah. Don't say that. You'll have a load of texts in with people saying I'm your favourite dog owner.
By the way, I don't know how true that thing about sticking your finger up the dog's arse is, but Niall, this guy was a qualified breeder.
I was just going to say, Niall, I'm going to drink a shot every time I hear you telling me to put a finger up a dog's arse in future. That's my new game.
He was a qualified breeder, and he said, if you see a child on the ground and a bull breed has hold of it, he said, don't hit it, don't kick it, because it just makes the dog more aggressive, which you can understand logically. Yeah, the dog would get very angry. He said, go over, gently lift its tail, and stick your finger up its arse. It'll get such a fright, it'll let go.
I'll tell you what, Niall, when you test that out and let me know if it works,
I won't be testing that out anytime soon, Billy. I don't have a penchant for dogs.
No. Well, Niall, look, I'll jump to the point. I think, as I said to you before, I think the restricted breeds list is a bit silly, right? But I was thinking about this since Zoe called. I think it would be much more beneficial to have a restricted owners list. And I've said it to you before in the air. I think every person who has a dog should have to do some sort of training before they get the dog. They should have to have a license for that dog. And by law, they should have to have insurance for that dog with indemnity up to $250,000. I think that should be a legal requirement before you can walk into a breeder and get a dog.
And do you really think Johnner, walking down the road with his baseball cap on backwards, with his staffy on the end of a lead, if he even bothers to buy a lead, is going to bother his hole going and getting training? He's not.
I don't give a fiddler's about Johnner, but what should be happening is if Johnner can't prove that, and this is the other side of things, Niall. You had a dog in the past, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, I've had a few dogs, yeah.
You've had a few dogs. How often did you come into contact with a dog warden?
Never.
In the 3 years...
Oh, no, I tell a lie. I did this, the truth. Surprisingly enough, going back about 7 years ago, some lad called to the door and wanted to see me dog license. That was the only that was the only contact I've had.
But there's not that many wardens out there.
And you're right. And who has a dog license,
maybe
by the way?
Super County.
How many people actually have a dog license?
Well, I can tell you, I do.
But I know a lot of people, and they don't. Some people don't even know it exists.
Yeah.
We don't enforce it.
Much like the TV license, it's on Puss that give it you.
In fairness, you're getting value for money for the dog license. At least you're getting a dog.
There is a sign-up portal, and if people don't have it, you can actually sign up, and there's a one-time payment for the lifetime of the dog, so you don't have to get it every year.
Yeah.
But it's cheap enough. The other thing is, Niall, how many of these bull breeds are coming from unregulated, non-registered breeders? Because there's an ownership problem, but there's also a breeder problem.
But Billy, you know, be honest. I mean, you have a German Shepherd.
I have a German Shepherd, which is on the restricted breeds list.
It is. But how often do we see a story in the paper where a German Shepherd, unless it's being used for security purposes, has attacked somebody randomly and killed them? It's rare.
It's rare these days. It was frequent back in the day when, as my grandfather would say, the Gurriers would have German Shepherds.
Or as they call them, Alsatians in those days.
Alsatians.
Or as a mate of mine used to call them, Alistations.
Alistations, yeah. Which I told you before, the reason they were Alistations.
I know, yeah.
Because
yeah.
After the war,
Thank you.
They couldn't be called German. But they were, you know, it was the Gurriers' dog. It was, you know, the hired man's dog. And obviously, Staffies and the bull breeds have gotten that reputation. But then again,
but the Alsatian is not as, or the German Shepherd is not as dangerous as the bull breed. Because here's the thing.
No, because it's a herding breed. It's a breed that was bred to herd sheep, and it has a protective nature because of that. But it is a herding breed.
I feel sorry for some of these bull breeds, the dogs themselves, because as I said at the start of the show, they're as least likely to bite as any other dog. Mm-hmm. But the problem is when they do bite, they're such powerful dogs. All you have to do is look at their faces. Their jaws, you know, and their muscles in their face are so powerful that if they take a lump out of a child, it's over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, Niall, the other question, I'm going back to what I said.
So why would we want them?
A registered owners list. Who would, and I'm sure someone's going to come on and contradict me here, but, you know, who would put a dog that's bigger than a child in the presence of a child and leave the room?
Like people do all the time.
There's some silly things.
Oh, now, Billy, every time I do this topic, right, gobshites send in photographs of their babies asleep on their staffy's head or something like that, you know, with a baby with a little bow in its head. And it always reminds me of that story we discussed on the air about 4 or 5 years ago, you may remember, of the American couple, and the wife had just had the baby. And they had a Staffy, and the Staffy was their pride and joy. He was their baby. And then the baby came along, and the two of them were doting on the baby, her and her husband on the bed, sitting on the bed after they came home. And the Staffy was sitting beside the baby, the innocent Staffy who probably never bit a soul in his life. And the woman coughed. All she did was cough. She described to the police what happened. She coughed. The dog got a fright and bit the baby's head because he thought it was the baby, and bit the baby's head. Baby was dead instantly.
And you have sad instances like that, man. And look, I feel bad for the dogs, because dogs are they're only doing what's in their nature. You know, they're only doing
We wouldn't keep a lion in the house, which is an animal capable of killing you. So why would you keep?
Well, if you watch the Tiger King, you might see some people. You might see some people who do, but you know, the thing about it is, if you're going to have a dog like that, you need to be responsible. And unfortunately, there does seem to be a disproportionate amount of people who have those dogs that are not responsible.
And I'm not saying there isn't, but there are also responsible owners that this happens to as well.
Yeah, and it does happen. After that incident in Wexford last year, Niall.
Yeah, that was shocking.
The Minister for Agriculture was supposed to set up a review of the dog laws. And
there was one in Inchicore during the year as well. There's been two in the last year here, both by the same type of breeds.
It seems to have died a death. It seems to have been, you know, just something that disappeared.
One of those things. Yeah, we wait till someone dies and then we do something in this country about it.
Well, the thing is, now people have died.
Yeah, well, thankfully we haven't had too many fatalities in this country. We have children maimed for life and scarred for life. In Britain, they've had quite a number of fatalities. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Patricia. Patricia, hi, how are you?
Very nice.
Good, Patricia. You know, is it time to seriously look at maybe, you know, banning the breed?
I think it comes down to the owners of the dog.
Well, in some cases, in some cases, you've irresponsible owners. Not in all cases, but some cases you do,
Yeah. But when you have a dog, you should, and the dog, you don't want the dog off. That's it. The owners are responsible for the dog, whatever. The dog cannot talk. The dog, whatever.
But that's like saying the owners of a car are responsible for the speed they drive at. Of course they are. But we bring in laws to stop them going over a certain speed. And we do monitor those laws by putting up speed cameras and Garda Síochána in the middle of the street. Where it comes to dogs, we don't monitor those laws.
That's different now.
It's not really.
That's different now, what you're talking about. People on the road, whatever. We're talking about dogs here.
I'm using an analogy. It's called an analogy, Patricia.
Yeah, but the people are responsible for the dog. But absolutely, 100% responsible for our dog. I like both my dog. A lot of people ask me, can I come up and rub my dog?
Yeah. What sort of dog have you got?
It's a miniature Jack Russell.
Oh, well, jeez, he's hardly a threat to anybody, is he?
Well, I mean, they say a breath is worse than a bite, they say.
Yeah, well, he might bite. But I mean, look, if your miniature Jack Russell bit somebody, the worst case scenario is they'll get a stitch. You know, he's not going to take a limb off. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that.
So the point is, it doesn't matter how responsible or irresponsible you are, Patricia. I'm sure you are responsible. But it doesn't matter, even if you were irresponsible and let the dog off the lead in the park or whatever and it bit somebody. It doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things, because it's not going to do a huge amount of damage. It's a Jack Russell. You can't just talk about any dog in general, because every dog is not the same. Different breeds have different qualities.
But these dogs are coming up and they need that. If the owner's number one, the man said there about licenses. Yeah, I agree. I know a lot of people don't have license for a dog and they won't pay for it, because where's the money going to?
But should you have to have a special license for particular breeds?
I know, but a lot of people are not getting licensed because they said, where's the money going for license for dogs? Where's it going to?
Well, it goes to central government.
It's supposed to go to, you know, paying for wardens and paying for, you know, the maintenance of the law. That's what it's supposed to do.
Where's the warden?
This is the point. There's not enough of them.
You don't get them. So it doesn't make sense. People will pay a license because there's no wardens around. They're not looking for anything. Nothing.
I agree both of you. There should be more wardens, right? But in saying that, you know, the warden can only be there after the fact, for example, sometimes, if you understand the point that I'm making, that sometimes you're still going to have irresponsible owners.
Yeah, I know that. Is it a case
that the guards should be checking for licenses?
Yes.
Because it is a law. And maybe it's the guards that should be checking this and inspecting it and making sure that people have licenses instead of waiting for a warden to be there.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Kieran as well. Kieran, hi, how are you?
Oh, good, man. How's yourself?
Good. Kieran, you know, I know it's a little bit extreme to suggest banning the breed, but I don't see any purpose to the breed, to be honest with you. I don't see any real loss.
No, I don't see any point. I mean, they're historically dangerous.
Statistically dangerous.
Like, when I was younger, I was attacked by one. I've still got the scars from it.
And what sort of dog attacked you?
It was a German Shepherd.
Oh, it was a German Shepherd, okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't Billy's dog by any stretch of the imagination, was it?
No, I doubt he was alive at that time.
And what happened to you, Kieran?
I was walking home from school and just ran out of the garden that I was in, ran out of the gaff and just jumped on top of me.
Right, okay. That must have been terrifying. I'm sure you can still remember it. That must have been terrifying.
Oh, yeah, no, it was...
As a child? Yeah.
It was about 10 or 11.
And where were you scarred? Arms, legs, anything?
Kind of on my torso, on my upper body mostly.
Right, okay. So you obviously ended up with a few stitches, so.
Yeah, to get a few stitches, rest,
yeah,
all that. Never liked dogs since, never owned them.
Okay, what are you saying?
Kieran, I assume the dog was put down after that attack.
I presume so as well. I think my parents kind of dealt with all
you're
that
not
kind
sure.
of stuff. I was,
fair
no,
enough.
No, I imagine so. My parents kind of dealt with all that. I try not to revisit it.
So look, I, as I said, I've got a German Shepherd. I like the breed. My opinion is very different to yours. You've been attacked by one. But you know, the other side of things with my dog is I have the privilege of being able to work from home quite a lot of the time. So I'm here the majority of the time, and if I'm not, family member will look after the dog. I've spent a lot of time socializing and training the dog as well. So. It does depend.
Yeah,
on
yeah, but
own,
Billy, I've spoken to you, God knows how many times. You're a responsible person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Unfortunately, people aren't responsible, generally speaking.
This is my point, Niall. It's a case that you need to go back to that because, you know, it's not, usually it's not the breed, it's how the dog is treated.
Yeah, I get that. And everybody goes, oh, it's not the breed, it's the deed, right? And I get all of that stuff. That line kind of wears me out, right? And
I get it,
because here's the thing, right? Even the most responsible owners, and you're a responsible owner, but even the most responsible owners, sometimes things can go wrong. For example, in Kieran's situation, I don't know the people who owned that Alsatian or that German Shepherd. They may have been responsible just on that particular day, somebody left the gate open and the dog got out. Although the dog could probably jump over the gate anyway, because they're fairly fit dogs, right? So on that particular occasion, but for whatever reason, it attacked Kieran. And thankfully, he wasn't killed. He could have been, but he wasn't, right? But some dogs, particularly bull breeds, you know, are responsible for more fatalities for a reason. Well, for a couple of reasons. A, they have bad owners, because Johnner owns a lot of them, right? And B, they are powerful dogs and unnecessarily powerful. That's the reason. You can blame both, do you know what I mean? It's unnecessary to have a dog with such powerful jaws. What do you want?
Some of these dogs were bred for purposes.
Well, they were bred for fighting.
They call them a nanny breed.
Have it
in your housing estate, like you know, it's one of the housing estate. They were bred for fighting and hunting. Why have you got it in
Bull breeds were bred for bear baiting and bull baiting back in the Middle Ages. That's what they were bred for. There's no denying that. That's a fact. But you know they are. There's no doubt they are a powerful dog. They, as I said, bear baiting, bull baiting. They were in rings with bears and bulls and fighting against them. So that's what they were originally.
Why are we allowed to keep them in our houses? Because as I said, we're not allowed to keep exotic animals or wild animals in our houses that are dangerous to us. You know, I mean, lions are nice animals until they lose their rag and bite somebody. You know what I mean? Tigers can be very, very passive as well, by the way. I've seen people in rubbing tigers and holding them and squeezing them and kissing them and hugging them.
The tigers are very sedated when the people get in to do that, man.
Yeah, but the point I'm making is all animals can be sedate when they want to be, but it all depends on the power of the animal when it does decide to attack. and look at that poor dog in Dollymount over the weekend. A little Maltese, torn to bits.
I'm going to use an analogy here for you now, since you used one with the road traffic thing there a while ago. You're driving what, a BMW these days?
Yeah, still driving that, by the way. Yeah, still driving.
Five series?
5 series, 520.
2-litre engine?
2-litre diesel.
2-litre diesel. So what, you can get up to 160, 180 in what, about 10 seconds?
Something like that, yeah.
So why do you need a car that powerful on an Irish road where the speed limit's 120?
I understand, yes, but there is laws. And there are laws. Hang on, there's laws that stop me from doing that. There's laws that are, but the laws are not enforced around dogs, and we probably couldn't because it would be too difficult to enforce them.
That's an enforcement issue. But what I'm saying is, by the logic that you're making with the bull breeds, right? Why do people have such a powerful breed? Why are they keeping it? Why do you have such a powerful car?
It's not really a powerful car. A Lamborghini would be powerful. I wouldn't mind a Lamborghini.
It's a 2-litre, and you really don't need to go above that 120 on the motorway.
Mm.
By the law, you don't.
Well, we won't really get into cars, but if we're going down that road, the reason you have a 2-litre diesel that's capable of 160 is that it will do the 120 on the motorway comfortably without eating fuel. So, because if you have a 1.3, for example, and you're doing the 120, it's milling the fuel.
My first car was a 1-litre Ford Fiesta, and it did 120 on the motorway as well.
Yeah, at a struggle. Mine was a Fiat 127. I felt like getting out and running beside it. It
got there, Niall. It did the job.
The point I'm making to you is it does it comfortably without actually eating too much fuel. So that's why you have large cars. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't justify the Lamborghinis and Ferraris of this world. But anyway, sorry, getting back to animals again. So you're out the door, definitely out the door when it comes to banning them. But Kieran, you believe we should ban them?
Yeah, I would.
Suburban housing estate when you've got young children running around having fun out in green areas and you've got this big monster of a thing that's maybe 3 or 4 times the size and weight of that type of child.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Just out of interest, what would you ban?
I would ban bull breeds.
What would you ban?
I'd ban the bull breeds as well, like the Alsatian, even the pit bulls and all that as well.
Jeez, Patricia, what are you saying?
I'd ban the owners.
I'd ban miniature Jack Russells just to annoy you, Patricia.
I'd ban the owners. They're responsible.
You'd ban the owners. But Patricia, I know. There's more to it than just the owners. I agree with you, but there's more to it than just the owners. I've seen the videos online where the owner still has the dog on the lead and is attacking somebody. And the owner's as surprised as anybody else because the dog just happened to see red for whatever reason. Yeah. Maybe another dog or a child.
Yeah. What about people neglecting dogs? Anything about that? That's okay?
No, it's not okay. Who said that was okay?
But you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. If people have dogs, they have responsibility. That's it.
I agree with you. Everybody's agreed with you. But the problem is we're living in the real world. Some people are just irresponsible. That's the real world.
Yeah. Mm. But as I said, about licenses and all that kind of thing, there's nobody checking licenses. There's no warding out. And this is the issue here.
Mm. All right, listen.
If there was no licenses and all this kind of thing, we wouldn't have this problem.
Okay, listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Billy Kira. I'm going to continue this after the break. And the reason I'm talking about it is that we had another attack in the UK today, a young child, a young girl, and also the two people who tried to help her were also attacked as well. They all ended up in hospital. Hopefully that young girl is okay, although she will be left scarred for life. Because I watched the video. If you've watched it on Sky News, it's going around doing the rounds on social media. The child was dragged across the street by the dog. And when people were pulling the dog, he still had a hold of her. People were kicking the dog, booting the dog. Somebody put out a video then of that and other videos as well. I think that was on Sky News too. Similar videos. And in every video, the MO is the same. It's a small child. And I think for dogs, every small child is probably a dog. Do you understand what I'm saying? They kind of see small children and dogs. It probably all looks the same to them. And I don't know if it's something that sparks a dog, a colour, a quick sudden noise, or they get a fright. But we all know that dogs can be spooked. Every dog can be spooked. And I don't care what you can say to me, oh, I trust my dog 100%. It never mind a child. Well, then you're an idiot because you can't trust your dog 100%. Every single dog is capable of biting. Just like every single human being is capable of lashing out if somebody says the wrong thing, even though they may be passive people. Somebody might just say the wrong thing one day. They're in a bad mood. They'll turn around and give you a punch. So every dog is the same. It's their only way of communicating frustration or anger. That's how a dog communicates. It's frustration and it's anger. Yes, you can train them all you want. You can be a good owner and a responsible owner like Billy, for example. But that doesn't mean your dog won't attack somebody. You can take as many steps as you possibly can to avoid being in that situation. But at some point, it could happen. With most dogs, when it does happen, it's a visit to the A&E with a couple of stitches, or a lump taken out of their skin. Worst case scenario, a huge lump taken out of their skin, as in Kieran's case. But with a bull breed, for a child in particular, it could mean death. And I'm going to reiterate the statistic I gave you earlier on from the CDC in America, which have a bigger sample size, of course, because it's a much larger country. And I do know they have a lot more bull breeds than we have, of course, as well, and variations of them, but that's beside the point. The bull breeds are responsible for more fatalities, that's death, than every other breed added together. That's the statistic you've got to carry with you through the news when you're thinking about this. So the most popular bull breed in this country is probably a Staff, or Staffy, as they call them, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Do you believe we should ban bull breeds? Again, if you're a bull breed owner, I'm not saying we should take your dog off you and kill it or cull them or anything like that. But they should all have to be neutered so that in 14 years' time, we don't have any more of them. Do you believe we should ban bull breeds? Let me go to Colm. Colm, hi. You're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Colm? Colm, when we see, you know, these vicious attacks by bull breeds and the amount of people that have died at their in their jaws, is it time to consider banning them?
I think there's a lot of controversy because of kids getting, kids getting harmed and hurt or killed by dogs. But I think it's really down to the trainer. It's really down to the owner. So the person that treats the animals. Like, I owned a dog myself years ago, and it was a pit bull Staff. And my son was about 2, and she was about 4. I remember she was such a baby. My son could sit up on her back. She'd look back at me, she'd start crying as much as they're like, why are you letting this happen?
Mm.
She was a baby. It depends on, really, it depends on the way the dog is treated, but I don't think...
But is that not in itself? I'm not having a go at you, but is that not in itself treating a dog bad, letting a child sit up on its back?
It's not like I told you the child...
No, I know, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. In an instant, you know, and a dog, every dog is capable of biting. I don't care how much you trust your dog.
2 seconds, I know that.
You know what I mean? But if that dog bit your child, it's not like, you know, a Jack Russell biting the child, or it's not like a Chihuahua biting the child. It's
I completely understand that.
It'll take a child's arm off.
Of course it will, because it's only the dog's jaws. But, like, the way I see it, really, is, like, dogs are like babies. Like, if you treat a dog constantly like a baby, the dog stays like
dogs
a baby.
Dogs are not like babies. Babies don't go around attacking people. Dogs are not... come on, Colm. Work with me here. Let's have an intelligent conversation.
Whatever dogs are going around attacking people are obviously, like, so mistreated in some way. I must get, boxing here and there. So someone smacked him across the ass with a newspaper and one day they just decide, they have a brain, to just snap, Same things can happen. I agree with... That can happen, but I don't believe the banning because it happens, very rarely, not all the time. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen.
But it happens too much. I mean, thankfully, we haven't had too many deaths in this country, but we did have 2 kids, mauled.
I know, that were
in the newspapers. Yeah, we had a dog there at the weekend, a lad walking his dog down on Dollymount Beach, and he had a little Maltese furry fluffy thing, and this pit bull, or Staffy, went over and ripped it apart.
Yeah, I've seen that, actually.
Yeah.
But you see, it depends as well, a dog is a nature, I think. But a dog is a nature.
They are an animal. Yeah, but they're a wild animal.
But if a dog was boiled, left in the wild, and humans weren't running around after dogs, and they were just, they're going to kill like foxes will kill.
Of course they would. They're because they're pack animals. Yeah, they're pack animals.
But if they're by your side and you have them trained and they're like babies, I don't agree that they should be killed.
I'm not, but by the way, I'm not suggesting for a minute we should go around culling them all. But maybe they should all, bull breeds, should all be neutered so that then in 14 or 15 years' time they just won't exist anymore. Should we created them in the first place.
I don't think neutering them.
They didn't just evolve. We created them.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to get rid of them, though.
Dogs, what's the purpose of them? Well, I mean, you can buy another, there's loads of other breeds of dogs you can buy that aren't half as dangerous. What's the purpose?
I don't know. I think it's just, I think if you like a big animal, or if you like, I don't know.
It's like a status symbol or something, is it?
Did you ever own a staff?
No, I didn't. I wouldn't want a staff. They're ugly looking things.
You wouldn't want a staff?
No, I don't like that.
When it was a puppy.
I'd be terrified of them.
See, that's the reason why some people are, they just look at them and just go, and they are scary. Like, oh, what like some of them are scary looking. Mm. But they could be the most beautiful animal.
I'm sure some people think they are. I don't think they are, but I'm sure some people think they are.
I know it for my own reasons from what I've seen. Like, but I know that there is people out there who think, oh, that's a big dog. He's going to do this, do that. Mm. I know people who make phone calls if they see a big dog out in the neighborhood for a few minutes. They panic, and the dog could be running up to you, and you'll think, oh, God, he's attacking me. You could be running up to you for a hug. So.
Yeah, and then if you panic, the dog will bite you. But stay there for a second, Colm. Let me go to Mark. Mark, hang on, Colm. Mark, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are things? You well?
Good.
Hiya, Colm, too. How's Colm tonight?
Great.
He's in good flight. He said dogs are like babies.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, basically, Niall, I was bitten by a dog or attacked by a dog last Friday morning.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. But luckily, I'm talking to you now, and it wasn't a young child or an older person. Do you know what I mean?
So what was the circumstances? What happened?
So basically, to be very brief about it, because I'm not going to go into, I can't name names. I can't name any businesses that.
Yeah, and rather
like
you
that.
Didn't,
so,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Friday morning, myself and my wife dropped our youngest daughter up the road to school. I was off. So the two of us decided to go up to, and she's three years old. So we went up to Cruel Wood up in Rathfarnham there.
Yeah.
If people know it there, it's just
it
up
well.
In the Dublin Mountains. Yeah. Very popular for walkers and retirees, young people, everyone. So with that, the missus loves to forage for mushrooms and take videos, etc. And she's into all that.
The missus is into mushrooms. I won't go there. Okay.
Yeah, not of the psychedelic kind, Niall. That would be more my side, but we won't go into that. But anyway, so with that, we drive up to Crua Wood, park in the car park, and we're getting out, and a car comes down. It was at the end of the car park, so people would be familiar with where I'm describing.
Yeah.
So with that, the woman comes down, and I can see these dogs are feisty.
Yeah.
In the car.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
dying to get in. They're dying to get in.
And just for people, listen, I am a massive dog lover. Massive dog lover. I love dogs so much, and I've had a few dogs in the past.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not of the bully kind as you're discussing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I do like dogs. I'm not a dog hater, and I'm not out to hate against dogs, okay? But what happened was, so I saw the dogs were act very lively, and I saw one in particular was very, very aggressive. I could spot it straight away. And I could see the woman was not having difficulty wrangling this younger dog, I think it was. There was two dogs. But I was looking at her, and I was there going, this woman's like G.I. Jane with her gear. Mm. She had the full-on clipped on, the two leads clipped on, I think. Now, I'm not sure,
yeah.
To like a waist support.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
They had all the bells and whistles and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, and I'm going, Jesus Christ. So we walk down the path, right? And I'm conscious of this woman, and I'm looking back, and I'm saying, I'm keeping an eye on this woman.
What sort of dogs were they, Mark? You didn't tell us.
So basically, I have pictures of the dogs because I was the knowledge, it's all public anyway.
Yeah.
I could just find, if I had the name, I could just look and see history and pictures on social media. because it's open to the public. So I think the dogs were, in short, they're called GSP.
What's that?
Called German Short-Haired Pointers.
German Short-Haired Pointers, okay.
They're a very strong dog, massively strong. They're very strong in, they have a short sort of head, but they're very strong in the legs and hindquarters. They're super powerful. They're a hunting dog.
Yeah.
Okay? And very good hunters, because I was just doing a bit of reading on them and just to see. Again, I was looking at, are they good pets? And they do make good pets, domestic pets. So it's not.
Oh, I'm looking at I'm looking at a picture of one there. They look fairly docile enough, don't they? Yeah, yeah.
Well, no.
Oh, well, no. I'm looking at another one here now, and he has a bird in his mouth. So that may be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen. These dogs would hunt deer. They'd hunt stag. They'd hunt large animal. Because when they hunt in pairs, it's like one goes for the immobilizer bite, which would be in the legs, and then the other one would go straight for the neck. So they're trained. These dogs can be trained to be killers.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Okay, okay. So you're walking down the path anyway, and you're
so
conscious of her behind you, yeah?
Right, so all of a sudden, I see her going up through the scrub sort, if you want to say, and she looks like she's going up to a higher path, and she's avoiding us. And I'm like going, thank God, she's going up there. And then I turned around, and I was just shooting off a text to a friend before we went into the forest, because the signal's poor. All of a sudden, Jesus! And I let out a Jesus, and your one comes barreling through, and she's like, sorry. And I said, you stop where you're going. Your dog just bit me. And with that, the dog bit me. And I was like, no remorse, nothing, no apology.
And where did the dog bite you?
It bit me right on the leg, right on a sort of a tendon.
Right.
That goes from your sort of the side of your knee up to your hip. And I even got a jolt in the muscle going up to me arse. Like, I got a sharp pain.
And did it break the skin? Did it break the skin?
Oh, it broke the skin, yeah. I had to go to the doctor. Thankfully, my doctor is amazing down in Dundrum, and he slotted me in for a quick tetanus.
Right, okay.
And, yeah, the dog broke the skin, yeah.
Okay, okay. So her reaction was kind of, oh, well, sorry about that.
It was very, very, but it was absolutely pure ignorance, disregard for any human life whatsoever.
And did
pure
she even explain?
Pure recklessness.
Did she even say, oh, I'm sorry, the dog got off the lead. I really am sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, the dog was on the lead, you see.
Oh, right. It was still on the
Oh,
Jesus.
But I was literally a foot or two off the path. So the dog was able to lunge out and have a good snap.
Yeah.
Now, I think if she hadn't, maybe she pulled back the lead. And then I reacted and moved. But who knows what the bite could have been if I didn't react.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if this had been this time last month, our daughter would have been walking the path right beside us.
Right, okay, so that could have been her, yeah.
And
it would have been a different story, yeah.
It would have been a different story altogether. Now,
okay. Sorry to hear that, by the way, Mark. Is your leg all right now?
Look, there's nothing long term.
You're not going to die,
It's more, no, honestly, it's more the mental side of it all now.
No, you got a fright, yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't just get a fright. It's like, I'm fearful. The last few encounters I've had with dogs over the last few days, I'm bloody scared.
I know, I can understand why, yeah.
I never was before, you know?
Yeah, no, I can understand that.
But basically, what the big thing about this is, Niall, is when I looked into the background of the owner, okay, and she's a
don't
US
go too much. No, don't. Yeah, don't go too much into it. We don't want to know
won't
too much.
Won't go too into. But she's a very, 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 very highly trained dog handler.
So, the point you're making is it doesn't matter how good the owner is. You know, a dog.
No, about that. It's just being a responsible owner, and just.
Well, maybe she thought she was being responsible. It was just one of those things. The dog got too close to you.
Because if you pull up with two hunting dogs to Crewe Wood, which is a very public place for walkers, even though it's in the Dublin Mountains, you don't go hunt. You don't bring these type of dogs into a populated place.
Yeah, public park, so to speak. Yeah.
In a way, it's okay. It's wilderness, but if these dogs need to hunt and they're, ready for action, they need to go somewhere else.
I get that.
Go further afield.
But look, they wouldn't be on the list of dogs that kill people on a regular basis. Now, mind you, that's because they're an unusual dog. You wouldn't see too many of those around.
You'd be surprised. But basically what I did after that was I had to leave. And I went, I reported it to the Garda.
Yep.
okay? And then I've reported it to Dublin County Council dog warden. So,
did you manage to find the dog warden? Because nobody else can seem to find the dog warden.
Yeah, no, they were fantastic.
Yeah,
I spoke with South Dublin, and I spoke with a girl, Jessie. She was amazing, a woman, Jessie.
Yeah.
And I spoke with another guy. I'm mixing up Dublin because I got through to South Dublin, and I think it was.
So what was so the end result of all of that, Mark? By the way, just in relation to the owner itself, did she have any other interaction with you, or did she just go on her way about her way then, or
just gone off about her way? Okay. And I said to my missus, I says, I have to leave. I'm going to report this. And I said,
I'm assuming you got the reg number of our car. And I mean, that's,
I got everything. Yeah. I got everything.
Okay. Well, look, you deal with that yourself, and I hope you get a good result at the end of it, or
yeah,
whatever,
but just in terms
or pay
of
your medical bills anyway. At least.
Oh yeah, but just in terms of what you're talking about, Niall, is, you know, you really, if you're bitten by a dog in this country, you have to follow it up yourself. No one's going to do it for you.
Mm. Well, this is true.
No, well, sorry. I'm not speaking about the dog wardens because they're on the job.
Even if we did have more dog wardens, they can't be everywhere. But here's the thing, Mark. You know, the breeds that seem to cause the most amount of damage. Now, you know, there are breeds that cause a lot of damage. That's why they're on the restricted dog list. But the breeds that cause the most amount of damage are bull breeds. They are responsible,
as I said earlier, for more
fatalities.
I have encountered bull breeds before. And basically,
should they be banned?
Should they be banned? Do you know what? I'd have to really educate myself more to make a decision on that. Okay. And that's being totally honest with you. But I have had experience. I have, my cousin had, okay, so here's you know what's coming, had a pit bull. And I swear it was crossed with a bloody Bengal tiger. It was bananas. I'm not joking you. Like, I stayed over one night. We had a session and I ended up kipping on the couch. And I woke up to this dog, and I swear to God, if I was kicking him out, it wasn't going to end well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think it was going to end well for you, no.
No,
not the dog.
Exactly.
Not the dog.
No.
Okay, but Mark, I don't have a huge amount of time, but you wouldn't agree with banning them, no, no. Well, you don't know yet. You'd have to do a bit more research.
I couldn't answer yes or no. I couldn't answer yes or no.
Stay there for a second, because I want to go to Rosie as well.
Because her dog was put down because it attacked another dog, and basically the vet said... listen, I would advise you to put the dog down because the next time it mightn't be a dog that lost its life.
Well, when a dog attacks, that's the kind of normal procedure to put the dog down because, unfortunately, you know, the dog is in that position that it might do it again. But because they tend to be repeat offenders. Stay there for a second, please. Just let me go to Rosie. Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Cool.
Rosie.
I'm with your dad. How are you guys?
Good, Rosie. I mean, interesting story. Poor old Mark got bitten there. Do you believe the bull breed
Poor
should be
Mark,
banned?
Mark, I feel sorry for you. I should look for another 2 hours.
Listen. Am I coming through, Niall?
You are indeed, yeah.
Well, look, listen. I'm happy that I can share my story and let people know that, you know, it can be dangerous out there at the moment with irresponsible dog owners.
Okay.
You know, I think it falls back on the dog owner first, not the dog.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, well, so Rosie...
I agree.
Okay, you're going to agree.
Well, I kind of agree on that. It sounds like more the owner, not the dog, that wants to bite you. So
hang on, Mark. It does seem like the owner wasn't very responsible in the way she dealt with the situation.
Yeah,
whatever, by
no,
the way, she
no,
was,
no, no.
She had her dogs. Okay.
But look, first of all, I just want to say, like, you know, I sympathize with the girl, what happened to her. I don't know much about the story.
In the UK, it's a shocking video, yeah.
Yeah, I hope she's okay, and I hope she gets better soon. So I think that's the most important moral thing just to say, that, like, I do hope she's okay. In relation to the breed of the dog being put down, I have 3 dogs myself. They're beautiful. I have a pug, Shih Tzu, and Bichon. But I have to say, as an owner, I suppose it's like a parent that has a child. You have to have priorities to look after them, you know, discipline them, responsibility. Do I think that a dog should be, these type of dogs should be put down? I'm personally going to say no, because I think the dog, if it's a case that, well, I don't think a dog should be left around a child on its own, any dog, and that's just how I feel. Like,
it's,
know,
surprising the amount of people that don't seem to think that, that think,
yeah,
oh, my dog wouldn't touch anybody.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like if I had, like, I don't have children now. Fortunately, if I did decide to have a child in the next year, I know I would not in a million years have any of my dogs in that room for 1 second with that child, because it just takes a snap of a second. You don't know if that child, and I don't know the full, escalate story, what's happened, but that child could pull on its tail, aggravate it, something like that. You wouldn't know what's going on. So I just wouldn't risk it. What's the point?
Yeah.
You know, safety first. And I think that's, you know, again, safety first. But again,
but see, people, I mean, you heard Colm at the start there. I don't know if he's still there or not. But Colm, like, has...
Yeah, no, I'm still
here. Yeah, no, Colm I'm talking about. Colm, are you still there, Colm? He's gone. Anyway, he had a staffie. And he used to let the child sit on the dog's back.
Yeah, I heard what he said, and I was like, oh, my
I mean, that's
God.
Asking for trouble, really, isn't it? You know what I mean? But here's the thing, Rosie. I don't want to sound like I'm being hard on this particular breed. And I know some people out there love them. I think they're quite unattractive dogs and I wouldn't want one. But here's the thing, right? No matter what you think of them, the dog has powerful jaws. Out of all the breeds that are out there, it has the most powerful jaws. When they bite, now, I some people say it has the thing called lockjaw. I don't believe that. Foxes do that. I think they wait till they hear a bone crack or whatever it is. I don't believe these animals have lockjaw. I think they just have very powerful jaws. And they don't let go. That's the problem. They're terrifying. And the stats, you know, just prove that. Because when we look, as I said earlier on, yeah. I don't want to keep repeating myself, it's like a broken record, but when you look at fatalities across the world, these dogs are responsible for more deaths than every other breed put together. Like, that's something to talk about.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. But isn't it down to the responsibility of the owner just to put an actual...
I mean, are all the owners of these dogs, the owners of the dogs that have killed people, are they all irresponsible? Maybe some are. There's no doubt about, you know, these particular dogs seem to be the dog of choice for your average scumbag. I get that. But there are good people who own them too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's very sad. Like, I know I was living in London. I lived in London for... many easier, and I used to see it, like, there was an awful lot of dogs were, like, bred like that for, like, what's it called? Bulldog fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, I saw the videos, and it was just so disheartening. Like, they were trained to be so aggressive and angry. So, if you have a dog like that, and then it's bred, and then they have a puppy or whatever it is, I don't know, like, you know, I'm not a massive bulldog person fan, like, you know, I have my own dog, but, it just seems to go down, like, the system where it just goes on and on. Like, I just think there has to be something done about it, because there's too many people, obviously, being hurt. I mean, I think there should be a license or something that when you do own a dog like that, that there has to be something implemented into place.
Like a specific license, yeah.
Yeah, a specific license that, you know, it's not for fighting. It has to, the dog...
I also believe, by the way, you shouldn't be allowed to own one if you have children.
Yeah, I don't think you should have one with children. I mean,
it's not a family pet. It really isn't a family pet.
It really isn't. And what Colin was saying, like, you know, he used to let the dog, like,
Child on
his
back.
The daughter's pet. I was just like, oh, yeah. My God.
I mean, like, a Bichon is a family pet. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. The Bichon could bite you, just as likely to bite you, but it's not going to do much damage.
I have three dogs, and... if I had a baby tomorrow, or if I had a 1-year-old, there's not a hope in hell that I'd have any of those three dogs, unless they were monitored and just looked after while I was with the child, because you just don't know. One of them could snap. You just don't know. No. And you have to be so careful these days, you know, and that's just being honest. But I think a specific license for these type of dogs to make sure that there's no absolute idiots like criminals that are out there that are bringing them out, training them to fight. It's just a bit insane what's going on, you know? Every dog deserves a day in the world, you know? Dogs are loved, like, humans are loved, kids are loved, but you have to treat them properly, and I just don't know if some of these dogs aren't treated properly at all, and that's a sad point, you know?
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Mark, and sorry to hear your story, by the way, and I hope it gets resolved, your situation gets resolved. Rosie, thank you for your input as well. It's all very important. Everybody's input is important, but I think the one and only thing that we've learned from all of this is that everybody agrees that when these dogs bite, they're dangerous. I don't know if people listening own these super bullies or bully breeds or bull breeds or staffies or whatever it is, and you've got kids. the question I would ask you is, if you have kids, why? Why would you want an animal in your house that's unpredictable? And don't tell me it's predictable. That's unpredictable. That could kill one of your kids. Why? Why would you want that? Do you value your children? I mean, look at your little staffy there now, right? Butter wouldn't melt in his little furry mouth. But in saying that, if he at any point snaps, and they all do at some point, most dogs at some point in their life, you know, somebody would stick a pencil in its bottom or jump on its back, or a child would pull its ear or pull its tail and boom, all over. And then people would say to me, but the child shouldn't have done that. And I go, well, children do things like that. That's what children do. They don't understand. So they'll pull the dog's ear. They'll sit on the dog's face. They'll pull the food from under the dog's mouth while he's eating. And if they do that, the dog could bite them. And if it's a staffy, it's game over. Think about that before you purchase a dog, before you bring a staffy or a bulldog or any of those type of bull breeds into your home. And ladies, can I just say, it's your husbands that are doing it. If you look at the stats, and I don't have them here to hand, maybe Jane will find them. I don't know if there is such a stat of the owners of bull breeds. I would put money on it that 95% of them are men. The owners of Bichons, I would say 95% are women. Because women are not interested in aggressive dogs, generally speaking. It's men. It's like an extension to their manhood, to their masculinity. Look at me, big dog. He'll kill you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hit.